Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. When you think of the story of your life, what comes to mind? What images bubble up when asked, what is the story of your life? Undoubtedly, you will recall moments of great blessing and great suffering, moments of security and anxiety, love and loss, joy and sadness. A life includes all of these things scrambled together. On this Shabbat of Thanksgiving, we are grateful for our blessings, and we also acknowledge the challenges that shaped us. While we understand that it's totally unavoidable to walk through life without pain, we can mine difficult experiences, uncover shreds of wisdom, and come to understand how painful experiences also formed us into who we are now. From these experiences, we may have tapped into new channels of strength, and along the way, we have become more resilient and more empathetic. This week in our Torah portion, we read about Joseph. Joseph, the favorite son of the patriarch Jacob, enjoyed a privileged position in his family. He knew that he was beloved. So it was quite a shock when his brothers, inflamed with jealousy, threw him into a pit, and their first thought was to leave him there to die. But instead, they sold him into slavery and let their father think that Joseph had been ravaged by a wild animal. Suddenly, Joseph's life got derailed. He went from being his father's most beloved son to being a slave in a strange land. What's more, soon after he arrived in Egypt, he was thrown in jail. But Joseph is a dreamer, and his dreams foretold the future. His dreams revealed stories of change and metamorphosis. And by the time his story ends, Joseph is in a privileged position yet again. He came through adversity, grew in wisdom, and found channels of empathy and compassion. Later, when he finds himself in a position of power among his brothers, he gives them the opportunity to do teshuvah, to repent and repair their past actions. This story reminds us that life is always changing. The adversities we face shape us like water carves rock over time. Every life has inevitable seasons of suffering. These passages challenge us and inevitably change us going forward. We don't walk through dark times and emerge the same as we were. You may have heard me share a favorite poem of Rumi's, The Guest House. It says, "This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be cleaning you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond." On this Shabbat of Thanksgiving, we think about what shapes us, not only the good, but also the hard times that made us into who we are and helped us cultivate compassion for others. If this is a challenging Thanksgiving time for you, if the holidays are hard, Take comfort in knowing that this time will pass and better times are ahead. And if this is a joyful holiday for you this year, hold it close and let its warmth spread beyond these days and beyond yourself. For all of us, life holds challenges and blessings. Let's lift each other up with a kind expression, a thoughtful word, a compassionate act. Shabbat Shalom.